Salt Lake International in the last 24 hours, almost what's 0.97, so almost an inch of water. Anytime we get about an inch of water or so in our state, that's an impressive rain total. And some places went over that, well over an inch of water. In the mountains, it was between 1 and 2 inches of water. And again, and that's just the last 24 hours. That's not counting all the rain that we had prior to that. So impressive, the amount of rain we've had up to this point, day after day with rain. With the really dry winter we had, this is great news. Everybody should be saving water on the sprinkler systems, and it does add at least a little more into our reservoirs, which is also some good news. Kind of getting quiet. Once this initial wave moves through, I think we'll catch a little bit of a break. The difference today with yesterday, I think today we're going to be in for more sunshine this morning up to about the noon hour. And then as the ground warms up, same drill. We'll see those dark clouds rising over the mountains again. Into the afternoon, we will expect scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm going to lower the chance of rain a little bit today. Yesterday, we said rain likely, right? Today, we'll put it at about 20%, so we don't all get the rain this time. However, we are still going to expect those passing showers and storms, again, with the heating of the day.